This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. University of California researchers recently came out with a roadmap for zeroing out the net effect of carbon emissions of transportation in car-loving California. Net zero is the phrase, net zero. More electric vehicles is a key part of this, right? But now a story on the training needed so that people can make these electric cars and keep them running. Here's reporter Jill Replogle.
27-year-old Albert Baena was working as a prep cook at a restaurant, but he wasn't satisfied.
I would like to be a part of something bigger.
An employment counselor suggested he consider a new training program to become an electric bus manufacturing technician. The program was through a local community college, but the classes would take place at Proterra, a company that builds electric buses in the city of industry. Baena Googled the company and was sold.
This is awesome. It's a company that's upcoming and it's green.
He completed the 9-week course, and then he got selected for a union job at Proterra that starts at $20 an hour. He works on the company's battery production line.
Anywhere from wire crossing and connections to working with robotic technology.
Now, Baena says, he feels great about his career. And the program has benefited Citrus College. Instructor Mariano Rubio says it's been great for him to learn about an emerging industry from Proterra's engineers, where he can observe and ask,
so how do you guys put this together and what materials do you guys use for this?
In addition to making more electric vehicles, researchers say California needs some major improvements in EV infrastructure. For instance, chargers. They've got to work. Camille Terry knows a lot about electric charger problems. Her previous employer was a charging station software company. It had a hard time finding people to fix broken down stations.
We were using electrical contractors that could take 7 to 14 days to get on site.
Last year, she and a business partner launched Charger Help. It's an app that diagnoses problems with electric stations and sends technicians that they train out to fix them. Terry says EV techs start at $30 an hour, and they are full-time employees, not gig workers.
I thought our industry had to do a better job of creating equitable paying jobs.
In their last round of hiring, she says, earlier this year, Charger Help had 1,600 people apply for 20 positions. In Los Angeles, I'm Jill Replogle for Marketplace.